Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for every memory of Rosi Shen Yechiu. Well, the schus Moshita Ben Peshet Bina, the bracha bat stacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. Well, the schus Dani Al Yisrael Ben Aviv Al Yisheva, the schus Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Ben Maris Hanan Miriam, the schus Rabbi Avrami Samar Shlita, the schus Shemshi Yisrael Garba Shlita, Schus Reb Chaim Shrek Shlita, they should all have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We have been going through the Sefer Shevet Mehuda of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, less known for his tzidkus, but he certainly was a tzaddik. You don't have to be known for something in order to be it. Harav Isser Yehuda Unterman, Shehaya Rabah Rashi Shel Medinat Yisrael, and he was a Talmud of Reb Shimon Shkop, and he has a lot of great Torah. So we're in the Shevet Mehuda and Osiyot Ches, the first volume. And until now, he's been talking mostly about Nyani Pikuach Nefesh and the like. That's what this is about, this chelik of his sefer. But he goes off in a little tangent here. And he talks about the chi, a very choshev halacha. The chi of halvos kesef sheish mitzis esay al kach, shenemar in kesef talve. Hagemara bebavi metzia, mefereshet seder akadim ubezeket etani Rabbi Yosef, ami venochri, ami kodem, ani vashir, ani kodem, ani yeyecha, ani yeyecha, ani yeyecha kodmim, ani yeyecha, ani yeyecheret, ani yeyecha kodmim. So, we know there's a mitzvah to lend money. And the Gemara tells us the seder kadima. A Jew and a guy, Jew comes first. Rich and poor, poor comes first. Family and other aniyim from your city, family aniyim come first. Aniyim from your city, aniyim from another city, the aniyim of your city come first. Minchas chinuch mitzvah mechvav is tamei on the Rambam, who omits the dinei kadima, and he only mentions them in dinei tztaka, but here he doesn't talk in dinei halva of who comes first. However, there's an even greater kash in the Rambam. And that is, the Rambam writes at the beginning, and we discussed this at length in other shiurim, Siyata Dishmaya, in Hochas Malva Velova, Perak Aleph, Mitzvah Esei LaHalvos Laniye Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to lend the poor. Why did the Rambam say it's also a mitzvah to lend the rich? You see in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah to lend the rich. Well, poor comes first, but it's also a mitzvah to lend the rich. So why did the Rambam only say rich? To lend the poor. Sometimes wealthy people need a loan also. If you look in the Torah and Mechaber Choshen Mishpat Sadi Zayin, you'll see that they mention that there's a mitzvah l'halvos l'ashirim. But from what they say, it's clear that it's a different type of mitzvah, because first they bring the lashon of the Rambam, mitzvah l'halvos l'ani Yisrael, and then it says v'afilu l'asher mitzvah l'halvos l'fi shah u'lanosa fil dvarim li'atzleitz l'ogenes, to give him a halva, to give him a loan, to give him hanah, to give him good etzis. And it's a very Talmudic lashon that they didn't put ani and asher together. So what's the pshat? So Rav Unterman Zatzal says as follows, that the etzem ha-mitzvah l'halvos kesef, the mitzvah itself to lend, is only by an ani, it's not an ashir. But by an ashir there's another mitzvah, and that's gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasadim applies to aniyim and ashirim, to everybody. And then that's why the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they added that it's a mitzvah l'hanosa, to give him etzah, which is a gemilas chesed, to give him hana, to give him, say good words to him. So this is all in the context of the mitzvah of Gemilus Chesed. The Rambam didn't mention the mitzvah of the Gemilus Chesed of Halva, because he already included in the first parak of Hilchos Deis, V'alachta b'drachah, V'Hashem is Ma'al B'Sharum, you should be Ma'al B'Sharum, V'Hashem is Menachem Avelim, you should be Menachem Avelim. Anything good you do for other people, that's included in the mitzvah of Gemilus Chesed. U'be'emes, there's a raya mefureshes that there's no mitzvah halva and asher only for an ani, because the pasuk says in Dvarim 26:9, Hisham al chapinya Dvarim vavcha b'liyal yemor kav golemor kavish nasa shevish nasa shmita v'rayin enicha be'achicha hevion. So it says the seventh year is going to come and you're going to have an evil eye towards your poor brother, and it's tamua. The pasuk only mentions your poor brother. We're talking about shmita. It's talking about halva, not staka. So if you refrain from lending an ashir because you don't want shvius to cancel your loan, you're also over in the mitzvah essay. So why does the pasuk say you're not going to want to lend to a poor person? Also say you're not going to want to lend to a rich person. So you see from this pasuk that halvas ashir is not a mitzvah bifnei atzma, but rather it's gemilus chesed. And the pasuk is talking about din halva, the strict din of halva. And that's how the Rambam concludes that halacha. Shenemar v'ra anecha v'achicha evyon. So in the context of the mitzvah of halva, it's dafka an ani, and not an ashir. An ashir is gemilus chesed klali. We have dinei kadima, because when it comes to the mitzvah of halva proper, so an ani comes first, because only an ani has such a mitzvah. And an ashir is second, because an ashir is just a general mitzvah of gemilus chesed. But there's no mitzvah b'chlal to lend to an usher as far as the mitzvah of halva is concerned. And therefore it says, a Jew and a goy, a Jew comes first, not because there's a mitzvah to lend to a goy, but because by a goy, even though you're getting ribbis, you should still lend to the Jew first. But not because there's a mitzvah to lend to the non-Jew. So there's no mitzvah to lend to an usher, only from the general mitzvah of gemilus chesed. And afgamina ledina, whether we say that it's a mitzvah essay of halva, or it's in the under the rubric of gemilus chesed, when it comes to shalol lishma, by tztak it's mefurish that if you give tztak a shalol lishma, you say I'm giving this money in order that my son should live here. It's tzadik gomer ki sof kol sof nismala b'zeh atachlus shel mitzvah tztak alazer la'ani v'chein mefurish b'tshuvas harad baz and chelik gimel simen tov tov pei beis. The Torah doesn't care about your kavana. The yikar is you're helping the ani. So forget about your kavana. So when it comes to tztaka, the yikar is that you gave, and you can even give shalol l'shma. But when it comes to gemilus chasadim, that we learn from a valachta bedurachov. Valachta bedurachov is going in the way of Hashem, and going in the way of Hashem means that you're koveh these midos in your nefesh. And therefore, if you're doing it shalol l'shma, the mitzvah is not going to be nikva in your nefesh, or at least to a lesser degree. And therefore, if you do gemilus chesed shalol l'shma, it's not good, or not good at all, or not as good. But tztaka, it doesn't really matter what your kavana is. By tztaka, the ikar is that the ani is benefiting. And therefore, the Gemara is mefurish that you can even give it for your own benefit. But chesed, you should do because it's the right thing, because you want to purify yourself, because you want to be like God. And you're only being like God if you have the right kavana. But the second is the zich is involved. You're thinking about yourself. It's not about Hashem anymore. So you're not purifying your midas. Memela is not going to be a mitzvah, or at least not as much as a mitzvah as a nafkamina when it comes to doing it shalol lishma. Another nafkamina would be if afterwards it turns out he's not an ani, so you didn't do a mitzvah, you just had a good thought. By gemilus chesed, it's not so, because even if it turns out that the makabel of your toiba didn't need it, doesn't matter, because you were meitiv, you did the right thing, and you impacted your soul that you become a greater giver, more of a bal chesed. So memela, there's a nafkamina between these two. It's stuck in gemilus chesed as far as if it turns out he didn't really need it. If he didn't really need it, stuck, it's nothing. Chaval on your money. And a shot of the gelt, as they say in Portuguese. But by gemilus chesed, it's not so. That even if it turns out he doesn't need it, sof kol sof, you're a koveh this midah toba benefesh. So it comes out from what we're saying, that if a person loans money to an ani, he's mekayim the mitzvah of yom kesef talveh, even when he's thinking shalol lishma. But if it turns out he's not an ani, then he's not doing a mitzvah. And if a person's malveh la'asher, he's doing gemilus chesed. And if he's miskaving l'shem mitzvah, he's mekayim ve'alachta bedurachov. Even though it turns out in the end, maybe the asher didn't need the money. He just, you know, he already has 50 million in the bank. He wants that 55 million in the bank. It looks good for him. He doesn't need it. It doesn't matter. You did the mitzvah. You did it l'shma. And you allowed this good mitzvah to take root in your soul, in your psyche. In the Sefer HaHavas Chesed of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim in Perek Yud and Simon Beis B'Nesiv HaChesed, he brings a raya that if the usher is dachuk l'kesef, there's a mitzvah to loan him the money. But the emes, not only halva, even benogei l'tztak l'chol matnes aniyim, because it's mefurish in the Mishnah and Peah, Perakei Mishnah Dalet, because if you have a bala bais, he's over l'makom, and he doesn't have the money handy, he has to take lekat shich of a pay, he should take. Just as a machlekes between Reb Lezer and the Chachomim, if he's mechuyev b'tashlumin when he comes home. Reb Lezer holds that when he, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when he, in the Yerushalmi they call him Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when he comes home he should pay, and Rabbanan say no, since Ba'os HaShoah when he was walking around he was an ani, and Meli doesn't have to pay afterwards. But so it comes out, to expand on what the Chofetz Chaim says, not only is it a mitzvah to give an usher money as a halva when he needs it, but even al tztaka, as we see in the Mishnah and Pei, is machlok, it's just if he has to pay it back. But b'shas mais, if he's an ani, he's an ani. For gedolim izu, not only where he doesn't have now what to be misparnes from, but even if he has a lot of nechasim and he can only sell them with less than half their worth, He's allowed to take leket shichan peah, like we see in the sugin bava kama daf zayin, the machilin oswat palgai in shem shnei perushim barashi v'tosfos. That if he's allowed to take a ma'ase leket shichan peah, he's allowed to take matnas aniyim if he can sell his karka. Let's say the karka is really worth 200, but he can only sell it now for 100, so he can take 100 zuz worth of matnas aniyim. So you see that even if he's an usher, even if he has property, but if he can't sell it now. I know somebody like that. They have a very, very expensive property, and they're not able to sell it. It's not a seller's market now, as we speak in March of the year 2021, the Minyanim. So I don't know if the person b'chalal is a din of an ashir. Right now, they might have a din of an ani. I don't know what else they have in the bank, but that expensive property means nothing because they're not able to sell it. So and it's the same thing with the halva. For right now, he needs the halva, the parnasaso, even though he has a lot of nechasim, but it's a mitzvah sase the halva, so it's included with the animach. But if, let's say, you have an usher who wants to borrow money in order to open up another business or something like that, so there you have a mitzvah gmilus chesed, not a mitzvah halva. But if he needs the money mamish to live, even if he has a lot of property, if he needs the money mamish to live, then it's a mitzvah halva. So okay, so these are some insights, possibly a nice mahalach in the mitzvah of loaning money in the mitzvah of tzedakah. And obviously, there's a lot more to say. And like I said, not so long ago we had a series of shiurim on this, and there was mamish gevaldik, and that we should be selcha lilmol dulalami lishma v'las v'lkaimus kol debreitzam v'torasa v'yahava amen v'amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.